Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm here with Jen.
Hello.
Once again.
It's us. We're back.
It's us. We're back. It's us. We're back. Monday, May 4th is the date. Deep into the coronavirus period or phase or...
something.
Era.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
What is it? They call it Star Wars Day?
May the 4th. That's right.
May the 4th.
It seems like
it was
just here a couple months ago.
I know. Who knows? It's like.
Time just flies, man.
Like, April didn't exist.
Right.
It didn't exist at all. March was a shit show. And February was just like all of us standing on a tightrope.
Right.
That's what February felt like.
Yeah.
It was a tightrope.
You mean April?
No, February felt like a tightrope. March was a shit show, and then April was non-existent.
Oh, okay. That's what you meant. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. We didn't do much in April, but other than just realize what a shit show we're on.
Yeah. Staring off into the abyss.
Yeah. I know. Did you have an interesting weekend at all?
I did. My boss actually told me yesterday that her, so I studied sports medicine a few years back, and so I know how to do myofascial release massage, and so like she pays me extra to give her massage sometimes, and so yesterday she asked me if I give her a massage, she'll pay to have her masseuse come by and give me a massage, and I was like, that is a deal of a lifetime, absolutely. Her massage therapist tested negative for corona, so... I had a 90-minute massage last night, and
wow,
I feel
that's
amazing.
A long time, yeah.
It's not
how can
long
anybody
enough.
Give you a massage for 90 minutes? I mean, for them, it's like, wow. How can you do it for 5 minutes? I would be so bored, and your fingers probably get tired and achy.
That's why they go to school for it. They learn how to use their body weight to do pressure instead of fingers.
Yeah. I know. I could use a massage, really, you know?
Yeah.
I'm feeling like tight and stuff, so maybe I'll go to one. Oh, but now is not a good time
to go.
Yeah,
they're closed.
Are they closed? Yeah, they probably closed.
Yeah, she came to the house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my boss has a bed and everything, a massage bed and stuff, so.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it was so good. I looked in the mirror right after, and my pupils were, like, so tiny. They were, like, it looked like I was on pills or something. Like, they were just so tiny.
So you got to rest a little bit. Did you have to work at all on the weekend?
Oh, yeah. I work every day. Work 75-hour weeks, except I'm off Wednesdays.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's pretty nuts.
Do they at least pay you well?
They pay me pretty okay.
Good.
I wouldn't say like amazing, but...
But it's worth it.
Yeah, they cover my food and a lot of my expenses while I'm there. So
yeah, that's good.
I mean, I still have to pay rent at my apartment because I didn't give that up.
Yeah.
I was like, no way. I still, for my own sanity, need to know that I have a place to go.
Yeah, right.
You know, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that's kind of wasted money though, huh?
No.
No?
No. I mean, I still have a place to live. It's me knowing that I'm not dependent on somebody else for my rent. It's me knowing that, like, no matter what happens, if shit hits the fan, I can leave and I have somewhere to go. And it's still my apartment. My bed is still there. A lot of my stuff is still there. So, I mean, it's a space not being used right now. So I understand that aspect of it, but I'm at peace with it.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as you are, what do I care, right?
How was your weekend?
My weekend was nice, actually. Saturday... We went to Temecula, which I've always heard about, but I've never been to. It's about an hour and a half from here.
Okay.
It's known for wineries and everything like that, although we knew the wineries probably wouldn't be open. But let's check out the place. So we went there, the old town, pretty interesting. All the stores are closed. You know, it's like... It's like, you know, if you go anywhere, you just want to go to nature, you know? Otherwise, it's just depressing to go everywhere and, and it's all closed, you know?
I know.
It seems like ghost towns everywhere you go.
Nature's always open.
Right. So we passed by a place called Lake Elsinore, and so we went by the water there for a while. That's sort of like made it a little more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Sunday, I didn't even leave the house yesterday.
That's all right.
Stayed in my pajamas.
Love that.
Yeah.
By the end of the day, I'm always like, I feel disgusting.
Yeah, right?
It always seems like amazing by like noon. I'm like, this is great. Pajamas all day. By 8 o'clock, I'm like, I'm disgusting. I need to like go change my underwear or something.
Exactly. Wear a new pajama for
yeah. Out of the old into the new.
Yeah, true that.
And then repeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I know.
It's always interesting.
Yeah.
Do we have any callers today?
Not today, but we're going to have guests on, we said Wednesday and Friday?
Yeah.
This week? Okay. So that's when I'm scheduling them. They'll be on the phone.
Great.
And so we'll have some of that. But if we want, we can call my friends in a little bit. You know, I wanted to talk to both of the twins at the same time.
I can't imagine that energy level.
Yeah. And you won't be able to tell the difference between their voices. I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes I have to struggle to know who I'm talking to, you know?
Sure, sure.
It's funny.
They're balls of fire, then.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mother's Day is coming up next Sunday.
Yeah.
On the same day that my birthday is going to be on.
That's your birthday.
May 10th.
Oh, happy early.
Thank you. And it's going to be at the time of coronavirus, so not much to do. I was going to take maybe a big trip or something, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So.
What birthday is this?
Ah.
The big one?
Big 6-0.
Wow. A new decade.
A new decade.
Really? Great way to kick off a new decade.
But, you know, I mean, you also should consider yourself very lucky.
It's a blessing.
You know, to have lived that long.
Sure.
You know, because many people don't get that. So I'll have to make the best of it. You know, I definitely don't feel 60. But it does put me out of certain contentions, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So, So I'm stuck with much older ladies now.
That's your biggest concern.
That's my biggest concern.
That's okay.
So,
you're stuck with them. They're stuck with you.
Yeah, that's true, right?
You know?
I'm not like a spring chicken either. But, okay, whatever. I just kind of like... I think I've just decided this is it. I don't really need anybody, you know. Fuck it, you know.
Plus, there are some young women anyway. Like,
yeah, but still, you know. I mean, young women. You know, you're talking like still 50 is young compared to me. I mean, it's 10 years already.
Yeah,
but at 50, they're already I don't know. At 50, I already lost interest in the 50-year-olds.
Oh, my gosh.
But so I decided, you know what? Just let it go. Fuck it, you know. And if something happens, and then it happens, you know, if someone arrives with an incredible personality or something, you know.
Just blows you away.
Yeah, you know.
I was talking about this to my friend yesterday. We were talking about getting older and stuff, and I'm like, I feel like, there are so many women out there that like, because my friend and I, we always go for younger guys.
Yeah.
Like every time. Like we always end up dating like 23-year-olds, 24-year-olds. And it's always a shit show. And we're like, it's comical because like, we're like, we got ourselves into this mess, you know. But then I talk to my friends who are dating people their own age. And it's kind of like same shit, different decade,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And we were just talking about how like, you know, as people get older, like, not everyone continues being attracted to their age group. You know, like sometimes like, you know, like I always like, my friends always tease me. Like I always like more like soft looking guys like Zac Efron or like, Chris, what's his name?
Hemsworth.
God. Hemsworth, like him.
But
or,
he's not soft. He's a tough guy. No?
He's still Chris.
He's still
a pretty boy.
You're talking about. Oh, not Liam, but Chris.
But okay. I mean both.
Both.
Right? Yeah. So we've totally talked about like just feeling like, okay, when we're like 50, are we going to be attracted to like 50-year-old men, you know, or whatever age we are?
Right.
And it's just interesting because like, you know, when you're like 10 and you're attracted to another 10-year-old or a 15-year-old, it's like, you know, as you get older, like when you're 25, you're not attracted to a 10-year-old, hopefully.
Right.
So it's just interesting how as we age, sometimes those gauges stay or move.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah. Plus, we become different people, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I doubt that you'd be able to get along with the people that you did when you were 15 or, you know, whatever.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, people change. We change. They change. And and that's what I find is friends are appropriate for that period, you know, for that specific period. But very few stay friends through life, you know.
They say people come in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. That makes
and I
sense,
think it's pretty true.
Yeah.
You know.
I've been friends. I stayed friends with a former girlfriend for like 35 years. And, you know, it's just an off and on type of thing. But now she's like so politically far from me that the only reason I don't unfriend her is because I don't feel right to do it.
Sure.
You know, but we're like so different now.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. You outgrow people. You outgrow your old self.
Yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it? You know, and just when you think like, it's funny because like, I mean, I'm only 31. I'll be 32 in June. But whenever I look back at all the points in my life when I thought I knew things or thought that, you know, I knew how I would end up or how I would be were the times that I was the most wrong.
Really?
You know,
yeah.
So I find that there's so much power in just saying like, yeah, I don't know shit.
Yeah.
You know, because the truth is like we don't like how we feel now is completely different to how we're going to feel in five years or 10 years or even 1 year, you know, because sometimes we have these changes that take a long time. And then sometimes, you know, something happens to you in a month and it's your life is different after that, you know.
Yeah. Like, look now, man, with the coronavirus. It's probably going to change all of us to some extent.
You know? I know for me, it definitely is.
Yeah.
It's on something.
I know.
I got into a fight with that guy I'm living with.
Really?
This weekend. We finally got into it. He said...
It was a matter of time, though. I mean
it's like our second or third tiff already.
Really?
Yeah. He's just such a punk ass. And... like truly. And my boss and I were sitting there talking to him and she was completely supportive and on my side about it, which was awesome. She's really great. But he said that I don't do anything for him. And I was like,
what the fuck?
Yeah. I was like, are you serious?
Yeah. What are you supposed to do for him?
And so like, he was like, I'm so clean and blah, blah, blah. I always clean up after myself. And my boss was like, you've been kicked out of people's homes for being a slob.
Right.
And he's like, maybe like once or twice. It's like, don't you think if that keeps happening to you, it's a theme? So we kind of get into it. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to start leaving sticky notes on everything you leave behind that you don't tidy up. Just like, I hate when people, like, I hate when I allow myself to get to a place of feeling passive aggressive because someone's being an ass.
Right.
You know, I'm like, I hate that I even have to live in that situation with this guy. So we're not talking right now.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Maybe it's better this way.
It's definitely better. I was like, I'm not going to make you tea. I'm not going to make you fresh pressed juice. I'm not going to make you dinner.
Yeah.
He's asked for a massage a couple times. I'm not going to like help you out with any of that. I'm not going to bring anything. I'm not going to help you with any of your computer work. You're on your own, buddy. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Pain in my ass, man.
Oh, man. God.
I know. My boss is like, I love when you talk to him. I can't talk to him like that. Because where he comes from, like, and he even said, he was like, you know, people hear my accent and they don't, like, bow down or anything. But, you know. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah, like, because he comes from, like, extreme upper class. And I guess in the UK, they're a little more, like in America, like when you have money, that's like your status. In the UK, it's more like you have whatever your class is.
Right.
Is more
social
how you're, class, yeah, is more how you're judged. So he, you know, people are like taken aback by his accent. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck about your accent, dude. I'm like, you're a dick to me. Like, I don't care who you are. Like, check yourself. You're in America now.
Yeah.
And you're living with a New Yorker. Who grew up outside of Philly. Go ahead.
So is he like her ex-husband or just the father of her child?
So they dated when they were in their late teens. And then they were together. She's been married for 15 years. So they were together sometime in between then. So he's the father of her daughter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, she's great. The daughter's great. He's just such a dick.
I don't see why she lets him stay with him. Did he come to visit the daughter or something?
Well, she was having her visa renewed in London. And so when they flew back, he's supposed to, part of their like custody agreement or something is to that he would move here to help take care of Ava because she wants Ava to live in L.A.
Right.
And there's so many complicated aspects to that that I don't want to get into on air, but he basically is like super demanding of like a lot of things and thinks that he's like so entitled. Like, I mean, he has to spend 4 hours a day helping his daughter with schoolwork and he feels like he's being put out so greatly.
Yeah.
I'm like, you have a child. Like when you have a child, that's the kind of thing that happens. You have to spend time with them. Like, that's just the way it is.
I suppose it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, how many hours have you put in with schoolwork with your kids or helping them with this or that?
That's true. That's true. I used to sit with them every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
Yeah, and no one paid you for it, did they?
No, you don't look for payment.
Yeah. You just do it because you have to.
You just want them to turn out okay.
Yeah, and most of the time you do it reluctantly anyway. You're like, I don't want to sit here and do algebra. Fuck, man.
Yeah. So, yeah. So Mother's Day is Sunday also. And first year, my mom's not around. You know,
that's
so,
a hard one.
Yeah, it kind of feels like I miss her. It's also exactly 5 years since we brought them back from Israel.
Mm-hmm.
It was also like Mother's Day that day when they arrived. So,
oh, wow.
That marks that.
And it's your birthday.
My birthday is, yeah, so but it's not always on Mother's Day because Mother's Day is always on the Sunday.
This year is.
Right.
Yeah.
And but this year, yeah, it turned out to be that. So
has your birthday fallen on Mother's Day before?
Probably, but I don't remember. Usually it's like a few days or even one day.
That's interesting because my birthday has fallen on Father's Day a few times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, June 15th.
Oh,
every time it's on a Sunday, it ends up being Father's Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're Gemini too, right?
I am a Gemini. Yeah.
Both my kids are. You're between them, between the 4th and the 18th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know a lot of Geminis, you know,
we're
always
very
younger
people.
I don't know. Maybe the younger generations just choose to come in on Gemini. I don't know.
I guess so. We're just that generation of people just decided to bang it out in September.
Yeah. So I guess you can't be with your mom either on this Mother's Day.
No.
But you can talk to her.
Yeah, I can talk to her.
Do you guys do like FaceTime and stuff?
We do. We FaceTime. My siblings are kind of renovating my mom's house a bit, so they've been calling me a lot and showing me all the different rooms. And I'm thinking about going home for my birthday, actually. I thought about going to get my cats, but I don't want to put anyone in jeopardy because... You know, I'm at a house with people. I go to the store a lot. Plus, my mom works in a hospital, and, you know, she's over 70. And I don't know, like, everyone's just so high risk. And
I know. And especially New York now. I mean, New York is, like, fucking out of control as far as the numbers.
I know. Luckily, they're in Jersey, but the numbers are still higher in Jersey.
Yeah, in Jersey, too.
Everyone, it's so tight together, you know.
Yeah.
But...
I don't know, man. It's pretty shitty.
It is pretty shitty. That's a word for it.
Yeah. And a lot of things are happening. I mean, you know, the unemployment reached 30 million already. And they're saying it's never been this bad since the 1930s.
Wow.
When we had the Depression. So think about this one. I mean, this is like huge, you know? I mean, thing is, I don't know I don't know how we're going to come out of this, you know. I mean, I feel for those people. I'm not much better off, to be honest. I mean, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen with the economy and everything, you know.
Yeah.
But it's hard to pay the rent for, you know, and things like that because your business goes down, you know.
Sure.
So it affects people. Some businesses actually are going to go out of business. In retail, J. Crew filed for bankruptcy.
Wow.
Yeah. And now they're talking that Sears, JCPenney, and Neiman Marcus.
Whoa, Neiman Marcus?
Yeah, they were in a lot of debt even before this started.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's funny that Sears and JCPenney are like such old companies. They survived the first depression.
Sure.
But now they can't make it. And that's also because, you know, the world has changed. You have
so
Amazon,
many other stores,
and
yeah.
The online and everything, you know.
I know.
So,
I mean, plus, like, their brands are, I don't know. I just feel like from when I was a kid, if I walked by a JCPenney, there was way more foot traffic than now if I walk by a JCPenney,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely. I don't know how many people go there. Sears the same way. They used to be leaders, you know, but
yeah,
that was a long time ago.
I know, and now you can get inexpensive, better-looking clothes so right. many other places, so people don't want to go into those stores. They're antiquated
yeah.
at this point, unfortunately.
Yeah, and, you know, people go to the discount stores like Ross and Marshalls and TJ
oh,
Maxx
yeah.
and stuff. So
I know.
You know, so they don't spend this kind of money on clothes.
I know.
But that's sad, man. And who knows how much more we're going to see of this. I mean, that's all the news you hear is this restaurant's out of business. This store is out of business.
I know.
You know?
I mean, a lot of restaurants are really pushing hard for those, the loans and stuff, forgiveness loans.
Yeah.
But the only decent thing to come out of it is that they are able to pay a lot of their workers with that loan. So some people won't be relying on unemployment as much.
Yeah. I don't think they can pay them as much as they did before, though, right?
When well, for working. Restaurants, they pay you based on how much you made in tips. So some of my coworkers are, I mean, they're making like anywhere between $1,000 and $1,500 from the restaurant I worked at in New York,
uh-huh.
like $1,000 and $1,500 per week, which I think is great.
Yeah.
I think that's a really great. I mean, unemployment's, what, $500, $600?
Less than that.
No, it's just like five
or
600.
Yeah. Well, it depends what state, I guess. You
yeah.
know? I don't know. It also depends on how much income you made.
Yeah.
In the past 18 months or something. You
totally.
Know?
But it's great that they're able to pay them above what their hourly was.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, man.
I know.
It's interesting how the virus is pretty light in the middle of the country, you know, and then on the edges, that's where it's
population,
you know.
Yeah. Go to Oklahoma, people are so far apart,
right? And also because you know, maybe not a lot of people go there, like travel and
sure
like tourists, you know.
Plus, like, every horror movie ever takes place like in the middle of the U.S. I feel like. And it's always like they're in a cabin like 10 miles from the next
yeah,
house,
right.
you know. So they're definitely social distance.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Bigger houses too. People are living in bigger homes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think of the place that I'm staying in, my boss's place is a pretty large home. And, you know, people in New York, they have family members living in, they have five family members living in like 3-bedroom apartments or
yeah.
whatever it is. And everyone's sharing the same tight quarters. But when you have a larger house, you can stay more distanced from people, which I think helps.
Yeah.
Helps greatly.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do want out. Did you see all these protests and Orange County, near the beach and stuff. Sacramento, people were, these women were arrested for protesting, you know?
Yeah.
Which is crazy in my opinion, you know, I mean.
To be arrested for it?
Yeah. I mean, you're protesting. This is what this country is about. I mean, they're protesting that they're taking away our rights, you know? And then that's exactly what they're doing. arresting them, you know, and taking the rights away. So I don't know. I think whether they're right or wrong, that's debatable. But I think going this far and arresting people while they're releasing all these people in jail, have you heard about that?
No.
That they're letting a lot of prisoners out of jail because they don't want them to get sick.
Oh, I heard about that on the sex offenders list. Some of the world's biggest sex offenders have been released.
Right. And then they, you know, a week later, they're back.
Yeah.
They commit a crime again, you know. So it's crazy. I mean, everything's turned upside down and inside out, you know.
Yeah.
You don't know what to believe anymore.
The problem with the protesting is, like, I understand they're trying to open things back up. And I'm all about, like, you know, exercising that right, but at the same time I have my mom, who's a hospital worker, calling me crying because she's like in the room with people while they're dying and she has to help them set up Zoom on their phone so that they can like say goodbye to their family members on a FaceTime video,
right?
You know, so it's like we have people that are dying from this thing and then we have these people going to protest with no masks on, and like some of them have tested positive for corona, and it's you know, like, I understand this is an economic hit, but we have to look out for people the best that we can. And people have to stop, you know, put their feelings to the side and understand, like, this is a really big issue. It's a really big issue. And people just need to abide by the rules for a little while in order to help stop this thing. You know, I mean, we have like hospital workers that are fucking exhausted. And there was a doctor, she killed herself because she was under so much stress because of the corona situation. You know,
but you're giving me single examples, but we're talking about hundreds of millions of people, you know.
So, I know that.
So the thing is that again, I think for the number of deaths compared to the number of people that recover and the people that don't get it, you know, I think we're choking the economy too much, and because we're not gonna again. You're going to see results of people dying from this too, from not having jobs and things like that, you know.
Sure.
So that's tough too. And that's why it's a very tough question. Nobody really has an answer for it.
Yeah, it's uncharted territory. We can only do what we can, you know. I mean, everyone's navigating this day at a time.
Right.
You know, that's why the rules change all the time for protocol and how we're supposed to feel about it, you know. And I know those are just one example, but those are examples of what's going on in hospitals across the world,
right?
You know, like, this is not just affecting America, like, it's affected the world,
right? Yeah, well, regardless, I guess several states are already opening up and loosening up a little bit. That's one thing. Another thing is where was it that I guess what's his name? Gavin Newsom said that loosening up is now not a matter of weeks but days. So maybe we'll see something. I don't know.
Hopefully,
you know?
I mean, it's what, the 5th now, the 4th. We have 11 days until everything's supposed to open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's in LA.
That's in LA.
Yeah. Other places in California, they're opening up already. Because, you know, they figured, look, we have 5 deaths here, you know.
Yeah.
We don't need to go through this whole extreme thing.
Sure.
So, so that's what happens, you know, and again, we're divided in our opinions, you know. I mean, this country is so fucking divided, man.
Always.
And everything, you know, because everything is becoming politicized now, you know.
Yeah,
everything
of course
is politics, you know, and if it's the other party, then we hate them. If it's our party, we love it no matter what, you know. And
I'm kind of more neutral. Like,
yeah.
Because I think there are pros and cons and flaws to both sides of everything.
Right.
Always, you know, I think.
But if you had to choose, I think you let on that you would choose to be careful, more careful. And err on the on the safe side.
Yeah, I mean, I'm asthmatic. My brother's asthmatic. My mom's over 70, you know. My aunt's over 70. Most of, you know, I have friends who
Right, but what if they just stay home? Then what does it matter that other people go to the beach? If your family stays home, right?
Yeah, no, I understand that. But, you know, it's not just about staying home. It's like, people still have to go to the store, and if people stop wearing masks at the store, they're spreading. They're just making things more contaminated. So I think if we do open up, there has to be a protocol that happens during the opening back up. We can't just go back to exactly how it was before.
Right.
You know, people still need to be wearing masks at the grocery store, and things still need to be a little more monitored.
Right.
You know?
Well, now the CDC says that you don't have to wear a mask.
No.
So go figure out. But let me ask you this, because this question was raised on social media. If the masks work, right?
Yeah.
Why can't we go and work? Why can't we go to the office and work with masks on and social distancing?
Because, in my opinion, I don't know the CDC's opinion on this, but in my opinion, as someone who comes from two healthcare workers as their child, I have fantastic contamination radar, and most people don't. I mean, just yesterday, I saw a woman holding on to the cart at Costco with her gloves, and then she pulls her mask down and puts her glove right over her mouth,
right,
to like scratch something. And I'm like, that is like, how are you even doing that? You know what I mean? Like, people don't have the radar enough, for the safety radar enough. People just think, well, let me put a mask on, but I'm going to touch the front of my mask, I'm going to rub my eye, I'm going to touch my phone and then wash my hands and then touch my phone again. Your hands are recontaminated.
Okay.
You know?
So that's your hands, but we're talking about the mask. I'm talking about the mask.
I know, but okay? The mask is protecting you also from what you're picking up on your hands.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not.
You mean someone's not going to...
No, no. What I'm saying is, how do you know the mask is actually protecting you?
Because the coronavirus can be airborne for up to 3 hours.
Right. But still, I mean, that's what I'm saying. If the masks work, then they work. If they don't work, why are we wearing them? That's the question, really, you know?
No, and I think I answered that, because they work if you're, you know, they say don't touch the front of your mask. And the thing is, people are going to take their mask off and itch their face or scratch their nose or pick their nose or anything like that. The problem is the contamination is still there. Or even when they get home, you know, they might wash their hands, take their mask off, and then play with their phone, which they'd been using all day, and then, I don't know, pick something out of their teeth or something like that. So that's the whole thing. The contamination radar is what people don't have. People need to understand they need to come home, completely change their clothes, wipe down their purse, their bag, their book bag, their phone, everything, but people won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I'm saying.
I know, but you're still not addressing the masks thing.
That is the mask thing.
But you're talking about other things, like they'll touch their face.
But I'm saying,
all that stuff. But the mask alone.
The mask alone will help.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying the reasons why the mask won't help have nothing to do with the mask. They have to do with when people take the mask off or move the mask or adjust the mask or anything like that.
Yeah. Hmm.
And that's a flaw, and no offense, but your contamination radar.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, I can't stop my life completely either, you know, so I try to be careful, but not to live in fear, you know. So
yeah, I mean, you can do what you can do.
Yeah, exactly, you know. I don't feel that I could, not leave the house at all, you know. It's just too much. It's too much. But at any rate, talking about other news.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are coming out with a book called Finding Freedom. And it's a tell-all kind of book.
Okay.
Which is
the next bestseller.
A slap in the face for the royal family, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell? They became, that family made them who they are, you know. To now go and throw them under the bus is like the worst thing you can do. I mean, you want to get away, you want to break away from the family, fine. But why go and expose their secrets? You know?
Do we know that they're going to expose everything?
Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying it's a tell-all. So what else is going to be there? I don't know. They're going to explain some of their own situation, which is what they say, you know, but I'm sure they're going to tell a lot about the Queen and all the other people there around them.
They probably feel some sort of duty to defend themselves.
Yeah, probably.
You know, because, I mean, look how much backlash they've gotten from people about their decision, how much they've gotten from their family. And
I don't
agree or disagree with it. I just think that they're trying to defend themselves, I guess.
Right.
But, I mean, it's up to every person how much they want to out somebody else.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's just going to be details of their own lives, you know, which would be a little more considerate, I think, than bringing the family in. But, you know, I mean, she was privileged to get into that family and not to start breaking it up. I think is terrible. That's just my opinion.
I mean, she can't break it up without his okay. He could have put his foot down at any point.
Yeah, but she's the one that initiated his leaving too, you know?
I mean, sometimes you see someone you're with is unhappy and you have to say something.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how unhappy he was, but maybe he was. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, everyone can speculate, but none of us are in either of their positions.
Yeah. So maybe if they clarify in the book, we'll understand better why they did what they did. You
yeah.
Know? Yeah.
Hopefully, even though I'm sure so many people will have so much to say about that, too.
Yeah.
People are going to talk shit no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what.
No matter what. There's always going to be haters. Have you received your stimulus check yet?
No.
I know, I haven't either. So now here's the reasons why you may not have it, and I think I figured out mine.
Yeah, tell me.
First of all, if you don't qualify, but most people do qualify, only if you're a non-resident immigrant, you're not eligible, or if you're a dependent by somebody else. But anybody else would get it. Also, I think the amount of money determines how much, like how much you make determines how much you're going to get.
Sure.
Delays from tax prep services. So if somebody was filing your taxes, they didn't file it on time, they may not have your information yet or something. That's though for 2019. The IRS has incorrect bank information. And I think that's what it told me, that they don't have the bank information. So I need to put it in, but you need to identify yourself by entering the amount of taxes that you had last time or your gross income, whatever, in previous years.
Sure.
So you better have your tax return somewhere nearby. And that's what I'm going to do today. If you file the paper tax return, that's also one way that they don't know about you or about your bank information, because, or if you get paper checks normally for tax refunds. So, again, they don't have your electronic information.
Now, is this only for 2019 if you did your 2019 taxes, or does it count if you did your 2018 and have not done your 2019 yet?
Then they'll go to 2018. You can use that if you haven't filed yet, since they extended the date to file.
Sure.
Yeah. So they'll ask you probably about 2018. Some people receive the wrong amount, I guess. So I don't know, but
I know. I'm like, give me my check.
I know. Come on,
everyone
man.
Else is like,
and
yeah,
they're
I got
already
it.
Talking about more checks. So we better
sign
get
me
this.
Up.
Yeah, so we better get this straight. You know,
sign me up.
I know, man. That would sure help a little bit. You know?
Yeah. I do.
It's funny how we turn to the government in times of trouble.
I know. And then every other time we're like, fuck you guys. Yeah. You guys suck. And then we're like, help us. So emotionally abused, the government. And emotionally abusive.
Yeah, don't feel sorry for them.
I don't.
They deserve it, shit. Yeah. They're still taking home their paychecks. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Do you know who Dwayne Dog Chapman is?
No.
The dog, he looks like with the long hair, sunglasses.
Let me look this up.
Yeah. And he's got that unique look to him. The bounty hunter.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Dog the bounty hunter.
I absolutely know him. His wife died.
Yeah, right. So the reason I brought it up is now 10 months later, he's ready to get married again. So, yeah, he's engaged to his girlfriend of 10 months. What do you think of that? Do you think it's too soon?
When did his wife die?
10 months ago. Yeah.
She died 10 months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Hang on, let's
10
see.
10 months after his wife's death.
Wow.
His wife's death. So, jeez. I mean, do you think it's too soon?
June 26, 2019.
I mean, who determines how long it's got to be? You know, I don't know.
Right, but I mean, he was supposedly really in love with his wife.
Right. But she's not around anymore. What's he supposed to do?
But she died 10 months ago, and he's been together with this woman for 10 months.
I don't think he's been with her for 10 months.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but still, I mean, how long? It's only a few months, even if they they started, you know, only a few months ago. But
some people say when you know, you know.
Yeah.
And some people say things just people, I don't know. You don't know what's going on in someone's head. I think there are a lot of reasons that people move fast. I think it's very rare that it's like fate or, you know, I don't want to call it, it's not, I don't mean love at first sight. I mean, it's very infrequent that it's like in the stars for this to happen. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think it can happen that way. Sometimes people just know. I mean, you hear of couples that dated for 3 months, got married, and they've been together for 25 years happily. Right. But I think a lot of people sometimes are really afraid of being alone, or they feel some kind of something missing that someone else happens to fill instead of figuring that out on your own. I'm the kind of person that likes to figure my shit out on my own before trying to patch myself up with somebody else.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of that.
Yeah, because I don't think anybody can say how long you should wait until you can get into a relationship again. You know, it depends. If he's done mourning and he doesn't grieve anymore, I guess it's okay, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, who's going to judge, you know? Who's going to be offended if he marries rather soon, you know? Nobody.
Just his wife's ghost.
Yeah, exactly. She's gone.
How did she die? Do we know?
I think, maybe cancer or something, if I remember correctly. I don't remember. Yeah, cancer. Throat cancer.
All those cigarettes.
I think so, yeah. Well, not necessarily. They didn't say that, but
I know she was a heavy smoker, though.
Really?
Yeah, they were just on the show. On the show, Dog the Bounty Hunter, they would just smoke chain smoke cigarettes all the time. They were always smoking. Whoa. Are you kidding? That's all they did was smoke cigarettes.
Wow.
I've definitely smoked a few during this quarantine, though.
Yeah. Wow. I haven't, but I'm feeling the weed affecting my lungs, and I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I know. It's such a stark reality.
Right.
It always seems okay. I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. And then I smoke and I'm like, ow, that hurt.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm irritated with the delivery service that I've been using because I spent a lot of money with them already. Okay. Let's put it this way.
Let's have a tell all about that.
Right. And because I've been worrying there won't be any more, so I'm buying like ounces and shit. So I like to go for high THC. They don't always tell you how much there is.
Yeah.
But in this one, it says something like, you know, it's pretty, extreme strain. It can go up to 28%. So you figure, okay, so even if it's not 20, it's going to be something around there, right?
Sure.
So I get it. They deliver it to me and it says 16% on it. I'm like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
So I write to them. Yeah, I wrote to them and I said, look, I smoke high THC. It says 28. So he writes to me. He says, look, these descriptions are automatically written by the supplier and we have no control over them. So my question is, first, why do you even have it on there to mislead people?
Because that's a big difference. It's not like it's 1 or 2%.
So what he writes to me says, oh, no, it says up to 28%. It can be less than that. Yeah, but 16, you know?
Like, yeah, like I can see like 24 to 28.
Right.
Something like that.
And then I wrote to him, I said, I bought a lot from you. I did not open the package. It's not going to cost you anything. I'm asking for an exchange, not my money back.
Sure.
Why would you not do it? Sure. I said, you're just looking to win the argument, but you're going to lose a customer.
Sure.
You know?
A good customer.
Yeah. So he never answered back. I said, fuck him. That's it. I wrote to him. I said, your competitors will be happy that you're fucking with me, you know?
Yeah.
And that's it. So there you go. You know, it's not always.
It's okay. At least we're in L.A. and.
Yeah.
You have a lot of options.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
like Mad Men does delivery, I think. Yeah.
But I think they're expensive.
Are they?
Because they have a brand name, you know. People
gotcha.
Know them. But tell me something. When you go to the atrium, do they have specials and shit? Like
they have specials all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
what, is it written on a board or something?
No, you just kind of know them by coming in and they talk to you about them. Like, they'll have deals like an $18 pre-roll. You can do like 2 for $10 one day.
Right.
And they'll be big pre-rolls too. Right. They have deals on Bud. I think Munchie Monday. So anything that's edible is usually like 20% off on Mondays. Mm. Yeah.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, check out.
Because
they might have it on
their
website.
Thing. If you're there, then you know what you're getting. You
sure.
know? But we'll
they always
see.
Have very high quality. It's a bougie.
Yeah.
It's a very bougie spot.
Bougie? What does that mean?
Bougie means like fancy.
Well, it is fancy. Yeah, it is fancy there. But I would think they have to charge a lot to make up for all that fanciness.
No, I mean, they charge a lot on some stuff, but they have some great deals.
But I'm telling you, they're never going to go down to like 25 and 8 or something, right? You'd never
sometimes,
find that.
Sometimes, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
For good stuff?
Yeah. You got to check it out.
I will. Because when I went there last time, they didn't have any of that. What I don't like is they don't let you, like, look around. They, like, follow you. They shadow you when you go in the store. And right away, they want to help you. So I feel, like, pressured, you know?
Yeah. No, I hear that. Just tell them I need a few minutes, and usually they leave you alone.
Really?
Yeah, because I hate that, too. But the thing is, like, as someone who's worked in customer service, some people get pissed off when you don't greet them and ask if they need help right away. And then some people are like, can you get off my back already? So you never know like who you're helping.
Right.
Yeah. So just be like, give me a minute. I'll find you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the tribulations of finding fucking weed, right?
I know. I have to go get some. I know,
man. I'm fucking up my lungs. And I wanted so bad to have clean lungs after quitting smoking cigarettes, and I thought the weed would be easier, but
yeah.
I think I already screwed up my lungs. That's why, you know, it's like that.
They can repair, though.
Yeah, if you don't smoke anymore.
I know.
But how do you stop weed? You know, I mean, cigarettes somehow I was able to stop. They scared me at the hospital.
Yeah.
I stopped with that, but we didn't talk about weed, you know.
Yeah. Weed's hard.
Yeah.
It's a hard one. Cause
and especially now, you know, especially now.
I know. Trust
me. I cut it down really to one or two joints a day, but now, fuck, man.
I know. And I'm nannying for a kid.
Yeah.
So sometimes
you need
I'm just
relief.
Like, I'll just go up to my little apartment above the garage, take a couple hits off my bowl and go back to business. I'm like, all right, I'm back and I'm ready. You know?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Wow. Do they know you smoke, the boss?
Yeah, she knows. Yeah. I don't know if she knows how often, but.
Yeah, that's okay. That's your business.
Yeah. I haven't been doing it a ton either. Honestly, I haven't even had any weed in like almost a week. Besides the joint we smoked.
Yeah.
After our first show back. Do the rest of the day. I went home driving. Sometimes when I'm too stoned, I feel like my car suddenly feels like I'm driving like a hayride or something. Like it feels like, and I have a brand new car, like it's a 2019 Civic, and I'm just like, I suddenly feel like I'm like on this like tractor and it's everything's like rickety. I'm like in a go-kart or something. It's about to fall apart any second. I'm like, are my wheels gonna come off? I'm like, what was that sound in the trunk? And every car that has a rack on the roof is a cop to me.
Yeah, right?
And
I know.
I'm from Jersey, and it's not legal at all back east. So to me, I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'll pull up next to a cop car in traffic, and I'm just like, what's up?
I know. Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
All right, Jen, another day.
Another day.
Another dollar.
Yeah.
Folks will be off tomorrow because Jen still needs to have time to do things. But we'll be back Wednesday probably with a guest. And again on Friday, right?
Great. Honestly, since I don't give a shit about the dude I'm living with now, I'm going to ask my boss if she's okay if we do 5 days.
Okay. Well, it's okay to take a day or two off. Who cares? You know? Yeah, still be able to sleep in a little
bit. I don't get to sleep in.
I know. I don't either. I get up at 6 o'clock now.
Yeah.
Which today I lost a couple hundred bucks on the simulator. Oh. So I've got red days back to back. But I'm still studying.
That's all you can do.
Yeah. I'm just glad I didn't go in with my money right away, you know?
Yeah, that would be insanity. Would have
lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then you lose a lot of money, you don't want to do it anymore.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. And we'll see you in a couple days.
See ya.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.